Good morning. It's a Monday morning, and we're with Ken Lovett. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, of course, we're seeing this morning reports coming out of Houston with incredible chaos as a result of Hurricane Harvey and the flooding there. But as a result, many states, including New York, sending aid, including New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and Governor Andrew Cuomo. But they haven't been getting along, and there are two new fights about.
Yeah, last week kind of reignited the battle between the governor and the mayor over who's the state's top progressive. You had earlier in the week, the mayor once again brought up his idea to help fix the MTA by raising a millionaire's tax, and while doing so said that the governor's talk of doing congestion pricing, which was different pricing structures to drive into New York City depending on the time of day, he called that not viable, it would never pass the legislature, and he doesn't like the idea conceptually. The governor the next day shot back saying the millionaire's tax is not viable, it won't happen, they've tried it before, and congestion pricing would be really the only way to go. And then a few days later, they were arguing on other issues. I mean, it's just these guys don't stop. You know, they just really try to one-up each other, and even though there are weeks where they're quiet, something will always happen where they'll try to one-up each other.
From that to the issue of abortion and worries by a new group that the U.S. Supreme Court could overturn that federal abortion ruling and the issue of this constitutional convention on the ballot coming in November.
Most interest groups, other than the government reform groups, have come out strongly against a constitutional convention. There's a vote on the ballot in November whether to hold one. It happens every 20 years. And many groups, including Planned Parenthood, have come out against the Constitutional Convention, saying they fear that other forces could come out and try to hijack the process. However, a group of women who formed, they're called Forward March New York, and they wrote a letter to Governor Cuomo saying, women's rights are under attack from Washington. We need you to come out in favor of a constitutional convention. They feel he would be the tipping point to getting it done. Cuomo himself says conceptually he supports the idea, but he's worried that the same interests and lawmakers who control the process of legislation right now would control a constitutional convention, which he says wouldn't work.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. To read more, go to nydailynews.com. Ken, as always, we thank you.
Anytime. Be well.